This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 31 of BookCareers.com Live. This week we're looking at publishing skills, and to do this I'm talking to John White from Makematic. John and I met at the Independent Publishers Guild Spring Conference back in May, and we had some really interesting discussions about artificial intelligence and in particular publishing skills for the future. So do you want to tell me a bit more about your background and what you do?
Yeah, certainly. I've been working in and around the publishing industry for the last 25 years. I've worked for some big businesses such as OUP and Penguin and Macmillan Education. And in the last 10 years, I've been very, very focused on the technology sector and also the digital sector. So I currently work with a business called Makematic. I'm business development director there, and we provide educational video for content providers to embed within their products. So we strategically partner with a wide range of different content providers.
That's interesting. Would you say video skills are really important at the moment?
I think they're going to become increasingly so. We're seeing a number of new technologies that are entering the publishing arena now. And there's a definite trend now towards video amongst a certain age group. They generally tend to be university age or lower. And we've seen explosive growth in the social media networks such as TikTok, which is a social media network which allows people to upload video. So video is a very, very important medium that's been identified, and publishers and a wide range of educational content providers, also within the professional sector and to some extent within the academic sector, are focusing on embedding video within their digital products. So I think it's going to become more and more relevant as more and more outside of the trade sector. I think there will be a room for video within the trade sector, but outside of the trade sector, now it's a very important medium.
Would you like to talk about what impact do you think this might have, not only on trade publishing, but outside different sectors of publishing?
I think across the sectors there are going to be lots of changes. We're seeing that, for example, with obviously I've just been talking about video content becoming more and more important, but other areas like artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence is now entering the publishing life cycle and the content production life cycle, and previously manual tasks are able to be automated. So there are processes which allow, for example, Word documents to be taken through to finished InDesign files with a lot less of human intervention. And I think this will have an impact in the way that all content is organized and video content is organized. It's important with all content to have really, really strong metadata attached to it so that it actually can be found easily. And again, I think that will be speeded up through the introduction of artificial intelligence to actually help with the tagging, and that will cross over into, again, all content areas, including video. Across the sectors, if you look at the way things are changing, I think that if you look at the academic and professional sectors, they've actually had to change. So they're very, very digitally focused now. Lots and lots of new skills have had to have been acquired by the academic sector, for example, because digital analytics are so, so very, very important across their content type. Journals are becoming more and more open access. Many journals that were previously subscription journals have been turned over to open access. And then the important role that the publisher plays is in actually analysing the data of the users around the open access articles that are published, and interpreting that so that better publishing decisions can be made in the future. But there are so many skills at the moment, I think, that there's the possibility to actually expand as if this is if you're listening to this and you're interested in your own personal development, all the areas of technology. So if we look at digital, the actual production of the content, it's important, I think, to get your head around some of the technologies that are coming through in terms of artificial intelligence. I think it's important to expand creative skills, because artificial intelligence will disrupt to some extent. It will take many of the manual tasks, for example, in the production process out of the equation. But then human beings will be needed more and more to make judgment calls and creative decisions. So that would be a good area to actually expand in. In terms of video content, I think, is going to become more and more important across all publishing sectors. So any avenue that you have to actually go and acquire video skills, do it. Maybe it's through courses, maybe it's through working with third-party businesses such as ours. When we're working within your publisher, I think that there's the opportunity to actually learn and absorb lots of new ways of actually doing things and working.
Thank you. Do you think coding is going to become even more important than it is at the moment, or do you think it might remain stable?
Well, I guess there are two schools of thought on that. If you look at the financial industry, for example, artificial intelligence now is at such a stage that programs are coding themselves. In fact, the finance industry, there was a shock a few years ago where I think it was about 3 years ago, where a really weird trade happened and sent the markets into shock over the period of about an hour. And what had happened was the software solutions had actually interacted with each other and reprogrammed themselves, and they weren't sure what had actually happened. So that one school of thought is that coding will become less and less important, because we will have software that will actually, once it is coded, will actually start learning from itself and interactions with the areas that it's working with, whether that's with human beings, whether that's with other software programs. I think, as a general rule of thumb, yeah, coding is going to be important in the short term. That's my feeling. And short term, I'd say, is probably 10 to 20 years. And then longer term, it's not going to be so important as technology advances and quantum computing comes in and artificial intelligence takes over.
If we look at artificial intelligence, I understand that a book's been published completely with AI. Would you like to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, there was a very high profile AI project in the academic publishing sector, which was Springer Nature's. They produced a monograph, and it was excitingly titled Lithium Ion Batteries, a Machine Generated Summary of Current Research. The subject area is not really important. It's the fact that there was no human intervention in the creation of this book. It's a summary of peer-reviewed papers on the subject. It includes quotations, hyperlinks to the work cited, and automatically generated references. AI was used to automatically scan and summarize output in this field, so scientific output. And in terms of what they said, their summary of it, they said it allowed readers to speed up the literature digestion process of a given field of research instead of reading through hundreds of published articles. So the example, this is where it really worked. They wanted to go into a very niche area, lithium ion batteries, and they wanted to create a summary of the current research. They allowed the AI algorithms to actually go out onto the internet, find the important research papers, and then those were brought together and a book was created at the end of it. So apparently it doesn't read brilliantly, but it was done. It's a scientific first, so to speak.
Okay. Obviously, if that technology can be developed further and looking at what you're saying with video skills and other skills, if we're looking at possible job creation and job reduction, where do you think new jobs might be created within publishing?
Well, I think creative roles are going to be more and more and more important. I have a friend whose daughter is doing a master's in graphic design, for example, and I think that those very, very, very creative skills are going to be absolutely important, because it's an area that isn't going to be affected by artificial intelligence. I think that areas where judgment calls have to be made, so the management of overall processes, are going to be important. I can see in the short term, for example, many of the outsourced services businesses, so a lot of the prepress process that a publisher has is outsourced overseas now, and I can see that many of those manual processes, the actual physical checking of manuscripts, the physical transformation of those Word manuscripts into XHTML, XML, whatever, I can see those being automated. So I think that manual processes within the publishing workflow are going to be areas that are under threat. I think then anything where there's creativity within the digital sector, so video content, I think that video content is going to become really, really important, and those skills are going to be important to all sectors of the publishing sector and all content industries.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add about what our listeners should be looking out for, or what they should be doing to protect their careers and progress their careers at the moment?
I think just be open. We're going through a stage at the moment of transformation. We're seeing some big announcements from businesses such as Pearson, where they're taking a digital first approach in certain markets. And I think rather than actually being afraid of this, I think it's the opportunity to embrace this change. We all live our lives completely online, at work, at home, we do. And I think that in terms of the way that we develop now in our careers within publishing companies, the skills that we use all the time in our home lives, we need to kind of think about how our consumers will also be using those skills and those business models, and adapt what we're doing so that our consumers can, whomever our consumers are, whether they're in the classroom or at a university or someone looking for a gardening book or gardening content, I think we need to communicate with them through pricing models that they understand.
Thank you. And if anybody's interested in your work and what you're up to, how can they find you on social media?
Best place to go is makematic.com, www.makematic.com. I have a LinkedIn profile as well. I'm happy to connect with people. If you look me up, I'm John White 1 on LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, John.
Yeah, thank you, Suzanne.
There are some really interesting thoughts coming out of that interview, that digital analytical skills and metadata skills will remain key, as will coding skills for quite a while. Then coming through, video recording and editing skills are likely to dominate, but overall, it will be the creative skills, the key publishing skills, which will still be in demand regardless of where technology, including artificial intelligence, takes us. If you're looking to update your publishing skills and knowledge, remember to check out the event calendar on the bookcareers.com website. Just go to bookcareers.com/events, where we aim to keep you up to date with any training, careers or networking event that might help boost your career. The big event coming up for us is the IPG Autumn Conference, and given how thought-provoking the IPG Spring Conference was, I think we can expect more of the same. Also, if you've got a topic that you'd like us to discuss on a future Book Careers Live podcast, or maybe you have a view on the future skills of publishing and would like to guest, then drop me a line at suzanne@bookcareers.com or find me on Twitter at Suzanne Collier or Book Careers. I'd love to hear from you. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.